Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 300. To the Woman Who Made Me a Father, Thank You, by Zach Brittle with Gottman.com. Happy Friday and happy 300th episode. What a journey this has been, and I couldn't be more honored to be your host. So thank you for all the support along the way. And actually, it's a perfect day to be celebrating our 300th episode because I'm going to go ahead and narrate a beautiful Father's Day post in celebration of Father's Day this weekend. So in the spirit of celebrations, let's get to today's post, which I'm super excited to share with you, by the way, and start optimizing your life. To the Woman Who Made Me a Father, Thank You, by Zach Brittle with Gottman.com. To the mother of my children. That day was such a blur, we hardly knew what was happening to us. It didn't help that she was 2 weeks early, or that she was born on New Year's Day, just hours after we'd gone all in on one final kidless party. I will be forever grateful for the triage nurse who finally admitted us, so that I could get a nap. You were incredible that day, that whole 9 months. I remember we discovered we were pregnant the day before Mother's Day. 4 days later, we were the proud owners of a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas, thanks to our boundless optimism, as well as incredible stupidity, about what it would mean for us to become a family. Since we met, I've run 2 marathons. I've ridden my bicycle from Seattle to Portland twice, and from Seattle to Canada once. I've escaped from Alcatraz 5 times and swam across Lake Washington twice. I've completed a triathlon. I've attempted to hike up Mount Rainier. I even did one of those muddy obstacle course races to prove how tough I was. But you created a life. What you accomplished over those months is awe-inspiring. It makes all of my medals and ribbons and certificates seem puny, even phony, because of what you created that day, because of her. She's 13 now, currently carving through the water at swim practice. You made her. You make her every day. She's priceless. But you made something else that day. You made a father. My relationship with fathers and Father's Day is complicated. I'll not spill too much ink on my own father, except to say that I do wish the best version of him had gotten a chance to meet the best version of me. But I've had a ton of great fathers step in where he didn't or wouldn't or couldn't. Ray, Otis, Keith, Ron, George, Sean, and Steve. And Steve and Steve. But none of them. Not one taught me to be a father as you have. I am so grateful for the father you are making me into. Your grace, your kindness, your courage, as well as your rage, your fear, your despair, have all invited me to step up on her behalf. Of course, now there are 2 of them. The second arrived on Halloween, and she is both haunted and hallowed. They're both priceless creations. They're smart, powerful, compassionate, wild, and beautiful, like their mother. They dance, swim, play, and dream with reckless abandon, like their mother. They're creative, like their mother. The 3 of you have all created a father. I could not be more grateful. The greatest privilege of my life is writing the story of our family. Not with this sticky keyboard, but with you. Someday, not too long from now, our girls are going to sit on some therapist's couch and they're going to start talking about their parents. What will they say? Can you imagine what might come out of their mouth? I hope it is this. My parents took care of each other. They were great friends. They fought with integrity. They were intentional. Even though they made a ton of mistakes, they were really good at apologizing to one another and to us. They were a team. As hard as we tried, we couldn't get between them. My dad adored my mom and us. We never doubted that he was absolutely in love with her and also absolutely committed to us. And my mom, she respected my dad. She respected him enough to let him lead and speak for our family. But she also respected him enough to let him know when he was being a dork. She was crazy about him. She was his equal. Family mattered to them, but not just our family of 4, and not the families that define them. Somehow, they cared about our future families. They cared about who we would become as adults. They wanted us to grow up to be emotionally and physically and spiritually independent. I think mostly because they wanted to be able to rest easy once they had the house to themselves again. My parents, just like all parents, did a ton of damage. They're broken, just like me, but they loved me, and they helped me create good boundaries. I'm sure I'll complain about them forever, but I know with certainty that they were mostly good, and they were definitely good for each other. That's what I hope they say. So here's what I want you, as the mother who created a father, to know. You are good for me. I know you are broken, and I know that I am broken. I am so grateful to share life with you, even and perhaps especially the life we will share after our girls are gone. I look forward to loving them as adults, to traveling with them, to Cabo, obviously, and to becoming part of their future families. I adore you, and I am in awe of you. I love fighting with you and making up with you. You are my best friend, and I am committed to protecting our friendship, our love affair, from all corners, including our two priceless trophies. You made me a father, but you also made me a husband. I accept both roles, but mostly I accept that you are a creator, and I am grateful for the opportunity to be creative with you. Thank you for making me into the man, husband, father that I am. You just listened to the post titled, To the Woman Who Made Me a Father, Thank You, by Zach Brittle with Gottman.com. Okay, nothing like a good old tearjerker to put a smile on your face at the end of the week. Absolutely beautiful, and I'm so happy I could share this one with you. We actually cover Gottman.com pretty frequently here on the show, and you can subscribe if you'd like to make sure and get any of their future and past episodes. But that's actually all I've got for you today. I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day and a beautiful weekend, and I'll see you again next week, where your optimal life awaits.